Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday today. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. I'd like to point out that one of the options was the Phillies game, but it made Sean sick to his stomach, so he chose this one.
Here is Walker, and the pitch is hit in the air to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. On one pitch, Neil Walker, the home run corker, a walk-off, one-out, ninth-inning home run in the right center field bleachers. Neil Walker wins the game. Ball game over. Yankees win. Yankees win.
So the Red Sox. All right. So let's
say them Yanks locking up that wild card.
So. Oh, the Red Sox. All right. Great. Yeah. I'm actually going to see the Marlins play. I've got tickets Friday night next week to see the Marlins and the Pirates. I have time. I haven't gone to a major league game in 5 years.
It's a beautiful stadium.
Oh, I love that ballpark.
Yeah.
Oh, PNC Park, beautiful. I think Citizens Bank Park's really cool, too. But, yeah, I had a chance to go. I mean, literally, the hotel's there. I had to just walk across the bridge. All right. That's fine. I'll go from there. And I might go to Saturday's game as well. Same thing. I've got a pass. Might as well go. And take it in. A lot of things that happened today. Teddy Bridgewater got traded to the Saints.
So I guess, does that mean this is absolutely positively Drew Brees' last year?
No. I'm just saying Teddy Bridgewater got traded to the Saints. Brett Hundley was traded by the Packers to the Seahawks. Aaron Rodgers got a 4-year, $134 million deal. You should have seen the smile on Danica Patrick's face.
How about that? She wow. Instagrammed the picture of the Brinks truck pulling up to his front door.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Look what we have. So those are some of the NFL notes. Let's see. Of course, college football opens tomorrow. Purdue takes on Northwestern. Before the weekend's over with, Virginia Tech's going to play Florida State. That's the Monday night game. You've got Auburn against Washington, which probably is the best game of the weekend, although another marquee matchup is Michigan and Notre Dame. And Tennessee's going to take on West Virginia. So those are the bigger games of the weekend. Of course, Penn State has Appalachian State 3:30 on Saturday. We're on at 2 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WKOK, and also on WKOK.com.
Getting the band back together.
The band was back together last weekend.
That's true.
Because, I mean, Mole Man Jack and I went out and played golf. Mike McGinley joined us this time. And
title retained.
We are now three-time defending champions.
Three-time.
We didn't walk out of there and go, hey, we won again. We looked at each other and said, oh, my God, that felt like work. Because I'll be honest with you, I want to say I shot 92.
Well, you're breaking down the back end of the final nine. I mean, yeah, I mean, that was almost that away.
Well, I mean, the last five rounds I played, I did not lose a ball. Okay? I lost two of them on Saturday or Sunday. Sunday, I guess it was. I lost two of them.
And not windy. Those are,
no, it's bad shots by, you know, Bozo the Clown off the tee. I hit one into a Lyme disease area, so that was out. It's over there. I'm not going there.
You get the ball. I'm getting the ball. You getting the ball?
I'm going to drop. And then I hit one. Same thing. I duck hooked one off the tee. I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. It must have been 15, I guess. I duck hooked the stupid thing. I'm like, look at Jack. Jack's like, well, we can look for it. I'm like, no, I don't really think so. Don't you think I've incurred enough embarrassment on this hole? All right. And then he's never lost a ball Chartiers, and then he lost a couple. The two of us. We're grinding and grinding. Now we won, but when we were done, we felt like it worked. we're walking off, and he puts his arm around me. He says, he says, I don't really feel like we distinguish ourselves out there today. Because, I haven't been over 90 all year. I shot 92. Now, I also had, unbeknownst to him, I hadn't played in 10 days either. I was like, I've been too busy. It might have been 11 days. So I thought, man, I'm not hitting the ball that bad considering. But I wasn't going to tell him because I kept saying, you're practicing? Oh, absolutely, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm practicing. But, yeah, we get the gang back together. Now, we'll be at Primanti Brothers coming up on Thursday night, tomorrow night. So Roger will be there. Jeff will be there. So I haven't seen them in a little bit. Derek we won't see until Saturday. He'll just mysteriously show up. look, Derek. Great to have you in the pregame. So I can't begin to tell everybody. It's interesting. When you've done a job a long time, and I've done this job, this season will be now. This season is one where when I'm done with it, I will have done the play-by-play part as long as anybody has. I love this job. I love it more than the first day I started. Just every time you go in, fun, the intrigue, getting ready for it. I'm done here tonight. Yeah, I have a baseball game. I got baseball tonight, tomorrow, Friday, Sunday, Monday. So I do have a lot of baseball here, too, which I enjoy. But, getting ready for it, going to practices, talking with James, working with James, and then the actual game itself. You get to sit in that booth. And you get to call a game. That's one thing I mentioned. I was going to go to the Pirates game next Friday night, the 7th. And it might go Saturday as well, because, it's an afternoon game. And I don't really go to a lot of games that I'm not announcing. Now, I will, for example, take the Big Ten tournament. Well, a Big Ten tournament or the NIT semifinals. You sit there and watch other games. But you do sit there like, okay. When you're broadcasting games, you feel like you're at least active. When I'm watching games, I feel like I'm passive. So, at some point, in the fifth inning, I'm going to get up and go. But, yeah, it's a lot more fun, more so as time goes. It's not like over the years there hasn't been ups and downs with stuff off the field. Everybody knows that. And I've had to deal with it just like anybody else, but the pure enjoyment of it, my goodness. We did quarterback club today. James and I had a blast doing quarterback club today. And we talked about a lot of things. What happens there stays there. But, we talked about, his attention to detail. We talked about the new 74-70 rule on travel, things like that. So, we covered a lot of topics. And I'm not speaking out of turn here because there's certain elements that we talked about before, but I've now watched him for 5 years coach. And I want to go to what Joe Susan and I talked about yesterday. And that's Peachum the punter. Now, Joe Susan has not just a good punter, he has a great punter. Alex Peachum, that sound right?
You are correct. Senior this year.
Well, I feel that one of the great turning points for this program was the entry of Blake Gilligan into the program. And they knew he was going to be a terrific punter. But I want to tell you right now, he's punting right now off the charts. I have always felt that the entry of Blake Gilligan into the program allowed James Franklin to finally coach the games the way he wanted to coach. When you don't have the ability to get your team out of a hole with a punt, or you don't have the ability to pin somebody inside the 5 or 10 with a punt, when you don't have that ability, you then start trying to do other things to compensate for it. You know, maybe instead of on second down where you felt like you wanted to run the ball, so you can get a couple yards, eat up a little more clock, then we'll make a decision on third down. Now you find yourself, oh, I don't know, if we don't do this, we're going to have to punt. Maybe throwing the ball when you really don't want to. Or when you get the ball to a certain point in the field, you ask yourself, okay, boy, I'd love to punt it here, but I think I'm going to have to go for it on fourth down. So you then start coaching in a way that is not really, it skews your feel for the game as to how you want to play it. Then when you get a guy that, I mean, and we're talking about a punter here, a punter. When you get a guy like that who can change field position by punting out of his own end zone, when you get a guy like that who can put the ball down at the 3-yard line, it then allows your decision-making to then go back to what your comfort level really is as a coach. The last 2 years, Penn State's had great success, in part because James Franklin's been able to coach the games the way he wanted to coach them. Because now he has the ability to stay away from decisions he's not completely comfortable with, because now he's got a guy like that that then, you know, hey, if you still want to go for it, you can go for it. That's fine. You know, but if you want to change field position, I mean, that's how important that one guy is. One guy. And a guy like Alex Peacham for Bucknell, he's pinning guys down at the 5-yard line. He's creating long fields. And that's how Joe Sousa wants to play. He wants his defense with acreage behind it. And if his offense gets stalled, he wants a punter that can get the ball down to the 30-yard line. They still got 70 yards behind him. It makes a difference in the game. It makes a big difference. And with young place kickers on a roster, it makes a difference as well. Rafael Checa is going to kick off. Pinnegar is going to place kick. But I'll tell you right now, the Tobin kid they have in there and Vlad Hilling are both really good. Those young kickers have had a fabulous preseason. All of them have. I mean, I'm talking there's been a level of consistency. And I don't mean just level of consistency with field goals. I'm talking level of consistency when they do kickoffs. I mean, everything across the board. They've done very well. Now, they're going to have to do it in a game. They have to do it in a game. They have to do it with the lights on, with 100,000 people there, with 11 guys consumed with hate trying to block it, the whole deal. They have to do all of that. So I get that. I mean, obviously I do. I'm around it every day. We're going to take a break. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
News Radio 1070 WKOK. We are Penn State.
It's win it or lose it right here. Back to pass. Blitz coming. In the end zone. Throws. Got it. Touchdown. Penn State. Jawan Johnson and the Nittany Lions at the wire win it.
Saturday, the Nittany Lions open the season with Appalachian State. The tailgate show starts at 2 and kickoff is at 3:30.
Penn State and Nittany Lions football on WKOK is sponsored in part by Murray Motors Chevrolet and Purdy Insurance Agency.
All Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Q-Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Saturday, 3:30 on, beginning at 2 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com. We also have Shikellamy football Friday night. We'll also have Sealands Grove football on Eagle 107 Friday night and Lewisburg Friday night on 100.9 The Valley. We will preview those games tomorrow between 3:30 and 4 here on the show. Well, Johnny Miller is thinking about leaving the broadcast booth. He is going to be part of NBC's coverage of the Waste Management Phoenix Open on Super Bowl Sunday. But after that, he's not sure. He says it's been 50 years on the road, and part of me is saying that's enough. I haven't gotten to that point yet. They're still trying to convince me to keep going, so we'll see. I usually listen to my gut, so to speak, and my wife. Right now, I'm planning on scaling down even more. We'll see what happens. Maybe I will say, hey, all right, one more year. He's 71, 29th year working for NBC. He thought about retiring after the Open Championship at Birkdale in 17, which, by the way, is where he won his second major in 76. But he signed a one-year extension through 18. He still has three FedEx Cup playoff events this season, including the Dell Technologies Championship plus next month's Ryder Cup. Now, he's always worked a limited schedule. This year, he skipped NBC's coverage of the match play in Austin and the Valspar Championship in Tampa. He started the season, actually, at the Arnold Palmer Invitational in mid-March. He told Doug Ferguson of AP that he will be in Phoenix for the Waste Management Open February 1 through 4, with NBC broadcasting the event because CBS will be televising the Super Bowl. So, we'll see. Also, he wants to see if what happens with the PGA Championship. Because that's up for bids after next year, and the first PGA Championship in the new contract is 2020 at Harding Park, which is where Johnny Miller learned to play golf. I learned in a pasture. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, for the past several years, PGA Championship has been airing on Turner on TNT.
And CBS, yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Yeah, the opening rounds on TNT, then CBS. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Turner, they're going to be offering pay-per-view, Tiger versus Phil. $25 to watch it.
I proudly announce to you that I am saving my $25 for something else.
There you go.
I'm not going to watch that. You know what? I have no desire to watch this pay-per-view stuff. None. I don't care what it is. Remember I told you about boxing, Mayweather and Pacquiao? I was like, I'm not watching that. And guess what? I feel after what I heard about it, I was absolutely right.
Many watched it for free on Periscope.
Oh.
That's really when Periscope broke out into the tech world a few years ago.
All right. Are you telling me that was a suit moment?
I don't know if that was a suit moment or not. I don't know.
He's big into Periscope.
Yes. Now, by the way, Twitter owns Periscope, for those who don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, is he doing his pregame thing this year? It's not on Periscope. What's it on now?
I thought he was using Facebook Live. I don't know if he did that last Friday night or not. I'm not sure. I was locked into doing a bunch of game day stuff on Eagle 107, so I wasn't at a chance
I
would have checked my phone. I would have popped on Facebook if I had some time to see if he did something like that. Because I know he and Chief would do little 3-4 minute clips before the basketball games.
On Facebook?
On Facebook Live last year, yes. Right. Yes.
Followed up by several posts about Suit Light?
On Instagram, okay. Yes.
yes. Just wondering.
Let's go live to Reading.
Aaron Rodgers gets the big contract today. Teddy Bridgewater goes to the Saints. So it's been a big day in the NFL today. And the cutdown is Saturday, September 1. That's the cutdown in the NFL. We had Phil Savage on the show, I'd say about 5-6 weeks ago. And he's running the Phoenix team in the Alliance of American Football. Look, the kickoff rules that they're putting in for college football, to me, are a step with the fair catch part. That's a step in the direction of attempting to possibly eliminate the kickoff. All right, that's what I think they're trying to do here. I think they're trying to somehow preserve it in some form, but really draw it down as far as they can. The Alliance of American Football will start the week after the Super Bowl on February 11th. Will be their first game. They will have no kickoffs. The game will start at the 25-yard line for whomever wins the toss. There'll be now this rule I really like. There's no onside kick. You're going to put the ball on the 35-yard line. You make 10 yards on the first down. You keep the ball. If not, you lose it, and the other team takes over. That's actually that play. I like that play. I like that play a lot. Because, I mean, how many onside kicks do you get today? What, 1 in 20-something? Maybe. And you want to talk about piling on. Everybody does. So the Alliance of American Football, I don't even think the Alliance of American Football is going to have extra points. I think they have to go for 2 points on every touchdown. So I'm going to be interested to see in watching that play out whether I find that to be a good form of entertaining football. And I will watch some of the games because I want to really see how these rules apply moving forward.
If you want to have a fun day and have less than perfect credit, you have to drive a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has 17 2018 Hyundai Elantras picked out for anyone who has less than perfect credit. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty and Hyundai Assurance. Sunbury Motors Hyundai will work hard to get you approved on a brand-new Hyundai Elantra. Bankrupt, divorced, slow pay should not be an issue at Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Why settle for a used vehicle when you can bring your blues credit to Sunbury Motors Hyundai. 17 2018 Hyundai Elantras picked out for anyone who has less than perfect credit. If you want to have a fun day and have less than perfect credit, you have to drive a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the black building on North 4th Street in Sunbury. 17 2018 Hyundai Elantras picked out for anyone who has less than perfect credit. If you want to have a fun day and have less than perfect credit, you have to drive a Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. 800-795-9565. Buzz is on the road. Hi, Buzz. How have you been?
I've been good, guys. Just waiting for football season. Phillies have been fun, but football's what we're about, though. So I was just hearing yesterday morning on one of the other sports shows on the radio about talk about in pro football cutting the amount of exhibition games and possibly adding one or two regular season games. Have you heard any talk about that?
Yes, because Jerry Jones has talked about it. He would like to see 18 regular season games and 2 preseason games.
Yeah, you remember,
there's going to be it brings with it a lot of questions, Buzz.
Well, you know, they're talking about, well, it's, the players will like it because it's $1 million a game average per player. Wow, boy, do I care about that, you know. But the thought is, I remember, I'm pretty sure when I was younger, the seasons were 12 games?
Yes.
Okay. It was a lot more interesting. And, you know, it seems like the more games there are, the less each one of them matters. You know, losing a game isn't as big a deal if you're going to play 18 games as you did when it was 12 or 14. But my main question about this, Steve, is how much is enough? They've gone from 12 to 14 to 16, now they're talking 18. Yeah. I mean, it's like being in a race that has no finish line, you know.
Well, let's start with the players' perspective on it. They're not, the Players Association doesn't want 18 games. And the reason is the attrition rate of the season. mean, that's two more games you got to put your body out there for. So actually, the Players Association is not exactly enamored with 18 games. I don't think I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Good. I did not hear that side of it.
Yeah. Now let's go to get to your question or your point. I think your point is spot on, and I made the same point yesterday on our show in talking about this. We're at a stage where everybody wants more,
yeah.
more games,
yeah.
more revenue, more this, more salaries, more.
Yeah.
And what they're doing along the way is I think they're really starting to hurt the product or the interest in the product, because you're correct. Less is more.
Yes.
I mean, baseball, well, I think, should be 132 games.
Wow.
I think baseball season should be ending this week, August 31st. Then start the playoffs.
Well,
basketball? Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Buzz.
Well, no, it's just my whole question is more philosophical than anything. It's just how much is enough? You know, I mean, would you enter a foot race that had no finish line? I mean, when does this end? Where? Okay, so you get 18 games. So what do you want? Now what do you want? You want 20? You know? I mean, you got to.
Oh, yeah, you'll get that thought.
You got to pick a spot and say, this is how much we're willing to do, and we're going to make the product better rather than making it more. So I don't know. I'm not a big money guy. I've never played pro sports. I don't know anything about it other than what I can hear from you guys or on TV, but it just kind of irritated me to hear them talking about it. That's all. Well, I just needed to bet.
I completely agree with you, Buzz. I mean, yeah, I love okay. sports, but I think they're throwing so much at us now at once where it's always more. Right?
Yeah.
Football should stay at 16 games because since 1978, that's the way it's been, 16 games.
Yeah.
Keep it there. No need to add another playoff team either. Don't add another playoff team.
Oh, no.
I don't want to see that.
No, I didn't hear that.
Well, that's been a proposal.
Yeah.
Where instead of having two byes for the opening weekend, all right, you have one bye, and the other one has to play a game. I'm not for that either. Football should be 16. College football should stay at 12. College football should stay with a 4-team playoff. Major League Baseball should be 132 games and end at the end of August. Basketball and hockey should be 60 games each, right? But they can't do it because they can't make enough revenue to pay all the salaries. They can't do it.
Well, I don't know what to say. You know, I think they're ruining a good thing, and
agreed.
I mean, how much money do you need? You know, I mean, how many yachts can you buy? You know, I mean.
I've asked the suit the same question, Buzz.
I don't know if fans can do anything about it or not. I hope the players. Go against it, but I feel better for having talked about it. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, Buzz, I appreciate it, because I think every point you made is, I think, sorry. Exactly right. You know, you have to listen to your consumer. They don't want more. And I think one of the more important things that you do in anything that you do is that you always have to leave your audience or your consumer wanting more.
Absolutely. You know, it's like women. The most amazing thing about women is they're always unavailable. That's part of the attraction, you know?
So, all right, now I feel we're getting into a psychology session here.
Well, I also think, and like I said earlier, it weakens the game. The value of games is less when there's so many of them. The loss isn't as big a deal, you know, and I think, you know, that's the main thing. So, well, thanks,
well,
Steve.
And I think that's with college football starting this weekend. All right, you're going to have teams after 4 weeks of the season that are eliminated from going for the college football playoff because they haven't been able to win. That really makes the importance of each week of the college football season exponentially higher. I'm big on the playoff, but I'm not big on expanding the playoff.
Yeah. Well, all we can do is watch what we want to watch and ignore the rest, I guess.
And people are doing exactly what you're saying. You can see it in the numbers, Buzz.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Great points. It goes back to what we talked about in the show yesterday. I talked about this yesterday. Look, does anybody love sports more than I do? I've loved sports my entire life. But now we're getting to the point of absolute oversaturation. Oversaturation. Oversaturation is not good. I mean, I know the NFL makes money from Thursday Night Football. I never wanted Thursday Night Football. And they say it's Thursday Night Football. I didn't sit there and say, hey, great, another night of Thursday of NFL football. I never once thought that, said that, because I thought it was wrong. Look, Friday's for high school football. Hey, not for college. Friday's for high school football. Saturday's for college football. Sunday, if you want to use Monday night for the NFL. It's worked forever. And, you know, you want to go to 18 games now. You want to go to 18 games? Really? The players don't. The attrition rate is too great. We mentioned Aaron Rodgers getting hurt last year. Now Brett Hundley had to take over quarterback. How many Brett Hundleys were starting at quarterback in December last year? A lot. That's not fun to watch. It's not. And every, you know, and Buzz is right. It's always more, more, more. Hey, now, I mean, I don't care what sport it is. Golf. Oh, we're going to do the race to the FedEx Cup. Oh, for goodness sakes. There's nobody, you know, unless Tiger's in contention this weekend, nobody's going to care. Now, they'll care about the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup will do very well. Always, I'll watch the Ryder Cup. But the Northern Trust Open? Oh, it's a race to the FedEx Cup. Really? Huh, terrific. Okay. Just more. Okay? Football. We want to go to 18 games. More. Like, I don't want more. 16 works. Just leave it at that. Okay? Baseball's been at 162. I mean, obviously, when I was born, it was 154. But when I turned three, it went to 162. So it's always been there. But they should be at 132 games. They need to adjust their season. Imagine how things would be right now if we're in the last week now, a frenetic pace to get to a September playoff. You're not sitting there and everybody's wearing parkas to watch the sixth game of the World Series. You know, steam coming out of everyone, you know, where it looks like a Packers playoff game. Yeah, I mean, you don't want that.
The frozen tundra of Yankee Stadium.
I know. I mean, nobody wants that. And the ratings are showing that. Unless the Cubs or, if the Cubs, the Yankees, or Red Sox are in it, yeah, I guess, or maybe the Dodgers. Right? Yeah, people will watch it. But that's about it. And they could have much greater value on the season with less NBA. I'll give you an example. The NHL. Remember the NHL had the lockout and they had to play 48 games? What was it, 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Guess what? It was a frenetic pace to the finish. You play 60 games instead of playing in October. But again, the owners don't make any money in the NHL until they get to the third round of the playoffs.
So flipping it back to baseball.
Third round.
So yep. If we chop a month off the season,
yep.
Would you want to get rid of the wild card? Would you make that a three-game series instead of an automatic game seven right out of the gate?
Nope, I'm making one game. I wouldn't change any of that part. Got to make this thing move. Got to make it move. That one-game playoff's dramatic. It's winner take all. Let him do it. All right, then you play best of seven. Okay, best of seven, best of seven. By the time you hit before October, you're done. You're finished. Okay? The Fall Classic. Well, hey, guess what? Fall begins September 21st. Okay, so it's still the Fall Classic. Times have changed. Times have changed. And, less is more. Okay? It's not taking a two-game series with the Red Sox and the Yankees and playing it in London. It is not a series in the third week of March to start the season in Tokyo. It's not a series of games in Monterrey, Mexico. It's not what it's about. You know, we're going to take the Jaguars. We're going to play in London. Do you think anybody over here gives a you-know-what about games in London?
They don't ever care about London. And yet he keeps pushing the London thing. London, London, London. Take care of your stuff here at home.
Philadelphia will have a game in London this season.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Everything's always more. We need to, you know. Now, do I think 32 is the magic number on franchises? Yes. I don't think the NFL should expand beyond 32. If baseball went to 32, fine. I'd be fine with that. Same thing with hockey. Same thing with the NBA. You know, if hockey added one more team and got to 32, Seattle, fine, because that's an even number that's workable. Same thing with the NBA if they added two. But after that, you got to cap it. You got to cap it. There's only so many cities that can support it. And again, they have now blown up the money beyond words. There's another element, too, to this, where and that's this. You know, it's funny. Todd Sadowski and I were talking about this morning. And every time you turn around, oh, the greatest of all time. He's the greatest of all time. Right? Greatest game of all time. Greatest player of all time. Cut me a break. Right? I mean, I know there's a desire on the part of the worldwide leader in sports to make you think like you're watching the greatest of everything all time. Okay? I mean, always. Okay? But that's not happening. I mean, LeBron James is really, really great. He's one of the best of all time. But so was Michael Jordan, and so was Larry Bird, and so was Magic Johnson, and so was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and so was Bill Russell, and so was Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, just because you didn't watch them play, I did. Okay? Yeah. Mike Trout, he's one of the greatest players of all time. Mike Trout is a great player. Right? But so is Willie Mays. So was Hank Aaron. So was Babe Ruth. So was DiMaggio. So was Mantle. So was, look, you know, Mike Trout's one of them. And we keep getting into this, oh, it's the greatest. Yeah, and I said this a couple of years ago. Right now, I don't think there are any great teams. I don't think there are any great teams right now. I think you've got teams that are winning championships that are really, really good teams. Deserving. Really, really good, but not among the greatest teams of all time. The talent's too diluted. It's too diluted. And the reason it's too diluted is that you've got young people that, let's just take basketball. You've got young people that have decided they want to play lacrosse, or they want to play football, or they want to take up tennis, or they want to play golf, or whatever. It's their choice as to what they want to do, play volleyball. Maybe they don't want to play basketball. These choices didn't exist in volume 30 years ago. Now we've got choices all over the place. A lot of young people are taking up lacrosse. That's the latest fad that's going that people really enjoy. Soccer. For all we know, some of the really great basketball players out there are playing soccer. They never picked up a basketball. That's one of the reasons that you see this. And plus, the talent's diluted all over the place. I mean, the Golden State Warriors are a terrific team. Terrific team. And the Celtics and the Lakers in 1984 would have taken that team out in five games. I mean, the way Magic runs, the way Bird shoots, the way Kareem plays inside, Parrish McHale, how Dennis Johnson defends, come on. All right? They're really, really good. All right? The Lakers and the Celtics in the 80s would have beaten that team in five games. Five games. Now, Durant's a tough cover, and obviously Curry can shoot, but times have changed, game has changed, but there's such a dependence that we feel like, I just want to make sure everybody knows, we're watching, he's the GOAT. They're the GOAT. The greatest of all time. No, not necessarily. No. Not necessarily. You may be seeing one of the greatest of all time. And I'll always give credit to one of the greatest because I think that is now a a pool. There's so much. There's been so much. So many sports have been played over so many years now that labeling, quote, the greatest. Different eras, different time, whatever. What Johnny Unitas did in the 60s, Tom Brady does now. How would Johnny Unitas do now? I think he'd be fine. I think Tom Brady would be pretty good back in the 60s. Now, how would he handle the added responsibility of calling the plays? Could today's quarterbacks check their egos in at the door to run the football? We don't know. But there's I feel like there's such a desperation. It's one of the greatest games ever. Okay? That's the greatest game. The greatest game ever. That's the greatest player ever. Not really. Seem better. Too desperate. Too desperate to latch on to something. And that's ruining sports, too. Because, you know, what's happening is we're getting from that desk a lack of perspective. We'll come back with more in a moment. On News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. Yeah, there's so much about, I know I'm old-fashioned in some ways, but so much about how it's covered today. I mean, I don't watch SportsCenter anymore because I just don't sense there's any kind of feel or perspective. That's why I stopped watching it. I said, you know, if you don't have a feel or perspective for it, then what would I watch that for?
And ironically enough, what are they going to bring back more of on ESPN? SportsCenters. They're trimming Get Up from 3 hours to two. So now, well, Get Up starting at 8 o'clock.
Have you?
Most people are already up at 8 o'clock. Change name to Already Up.
Have you watched that show?
It's been a while. I watched maybe a little bit the first week or two when it debuted, but
Monday I was in Pittsburgh, so I had a little time. I was doing some work. And it was on. I thought, you know, I should watch this a little bit just to really kind of get a feel for it. That the problem, I'll tell you exactly what that problem with the show is. That show goes nowhere fast. Like, they don't go anywhere with it. It's not compelling talk. There's nothing about it that's compelling. It's not entertaining. It just doesn't go anywhere. Yeah, you can't have that.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.